1993. That was the last time Remus Meliaeus went sailing. That is, the last time before setting off on his journey across the Gulf. The 60-year-old Russian Cold War refugee says it was always his dream to sail around the world.
But I never had my sailboat own, you know, I sailed somebody else. But when I came to Juneau and I bought a sailboat, and I said, this sailboat, by this sailboat, I want to go.
The boat is described on Wikipedia as well suited for, quote, long weekends or extended trips on inland waters. Not exactly how most people would describe the Gulf of Alaska. Not only that, Meliaeus only equipped the vessel with a bare minimum instrumentation.
I have compass and a GPS. Most of that's why I done.
By GPS, Meliaeus means a handheld Magellan from the early 2000s. He also had a passive radar reflector and a handheld VHF radio. Other than that, he relied on a combination of skill, luck, and lack of sleep to navigate the Gulf's treacherous waters. He says the scariest moment was when a whale hit his boat. Here he's reading from his log entry about the incident.
On June 4, 12, on Monday, 11:40, it was big bang on my right side near my seat and engine. It was extremely scary for me. I think when we hit now, boat sank, you know, sank. Already in life raft, very, very calm, very sunny and very warm. That was very bad news. And I will remember for a long time in the middle of Gulf, Alaska.
Later in the trip, Meliaeus' boat capsized multiple times during a gale.
So almost upside down, my riggings, all sail, all mast, almost was underwater almost. I don't know how they back. I very surprised. I was inside, closed door, everything, you know. So water not coming in inside, you know. And continue, yeah.
That wasn't the end of Meliaeus' trouble. As he got closer to the Aleutians and consequently the Great Circle shipping route, several cargo ships almost ran him down. He says he didn't sleep for 3 days for fear of getting hit. That lack of sleep is how a month into his journey, just 50 miles from Unalaska, Meliaeus hit a reef. He tried dislodging the boat for several hours before giving up and falling asleep. When he awoke, he was beached in Sirana Bay on the south side of Akutan Island.
Tried to do flares, you know, but fog. And I try, you know, mirrors to planes, to use mirrors my. I try to climb mountains, you know, waving, you know. Nobody can see me.
On day 7, a passing fishing vessel spotted Meliaeus' smoke signals and sent a skiff to the beach. But the sailor refused to leave his boat, insisting he just needed help getting it refloated. 2 days later, a Coast Guard helicopter swung by and convinced him to come to Unalaska. The boat is almost perfectly intact, but Akutan fisherman Daryl Pelkey says it's unsalvageable.
He went in there on a 9-foot swell.
Pelkey says under normal conditions, the water depth in the bay is only 1 to 2 feet, too shallow for another vessel to safely pull the boat out. Meliaeus isn't giving up, though. He has no money and now no boat, but he says he's going to figure out a way to continue his trip around the world. He's happy with what he's accomplished so far. On his 7th day on Akutan, he wrote, quote, I'm already in history for crossing the Gulf of Alaska on my tiny 24-foot sailboat. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.